Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Match here right now, as he is out in front. Two local interests there in the Ridge and Valley Conference. It's, well, I guess Royal actually is in the
Scenic
Bluffs. Thank you, David. We do have a semifinal match going on. We'll at least let you know that that's going on, and that's at 106. That's William Cradwell taking on the Memphis Burkholder. But right now, it's I believe it's young man from Aquinas that's, or from, is that the arrow out in front? That, no, it's the young man on bottom.
On Matt Hill?
Yeah, Burkholder's out in front.
Up,
and he just got it, yep.
7-0, excuse me.
Yep.
Yeah, they are switching to two mats here when we get to the semifinals. But as Kurt mentioned, Grant Matthews is walking out on the mat way down on the far end as he hands the leg band to the official and shakes his hand.
Don't blink.
Don't blink.
Yep, Swigum now up in his match, 9-0 as they go into the second period. It's like you say, Matthews didn't take long. There's a fall on mat number two, or a tech fall. Can't really tell which it was.
Grant Matthews got a takedown in 3 seconds, and he has got a good cross face in trying to lock up a cradle. As most of Grant's matches don't take very long.
He usually has a happy face, not a cross face.
Yep, and he does let his opponent go. His opponent is Stephen Foster, a senior from the Westfield Area School District, as he does get another takedown right in front of Coach Singles.
Still 9-0 down here in Swigum's match. He's still out in front of Fry over Roy Awaniwok. As we mentioned earlier, we're gonna get into totally into the semis here. As we're already in a semi on mat number two in 113. We're gonna have semis on mats one and two, which is kind of nice for us right out in front of us.
And less mats to cover, less pages to flip.
Mm-hmm. I think by the way they talk, they're gonna probably shut down mat number four for the rest of the day, because they said the most they'll use later when they get to the wrestle backs is 1, 2, 1, 2, and 3. Still 9-0. What do you got, David?
Grant's still looking for a pin here as he's got near fall. He's got 45 seconds to go in the first period. I didn't see him slap the mat, but he must have. The opponent took his leg band off. So a pin and 113 for Grant Matthews. That was the longest match in a while. 113.
Still 9-0. We're down to the last 7 seconds here in the second period. For Swigum, he still maintains that 9-0 lead, and we're going to go into the third period with that lead. In our semifinal bout there, it's 3-1, and we have a Westby wrestler out there at 113, and that is
Clayton Dyer.
Yep.
And he's Clayton taking, with a K. That's different.
Clayton, yep. He takes on Lennon Eward, and he's up in that match 3-1. Going to go into the third period here now in our match with Swigum, as he gets an escape right away, or is given the escape. I wasn't sure which it is, but he now leads 10-0 as we're back on our feet again, as Dyer's going for a takedown there, right, David?
Yep. Yeah, these guys are working on the edge of the mat as they're going to have to get reset here, but it is a 3-1 lead still for Dyer as he got the takedown. 25 seconds to go in this first period.
I would think, based on Clayton's record, that he's had some injury issues this year with only, it's hard to say that now when kids are getting 50 matches in, but
yeah.
He's only 17 and 4 on the year. Back in my day, that was a lot of matches.
Right, right.
Maybe even David's day.
Yep.
Still 10-0 here. I'm down to a minute to go, so I'm going to switch it back to David until I see some action.
Well, we're still 3-1 here at the end of the period as they go off, the whistle blows, so we'll reset to start the second period. As the official Scott Brooklyn flips the disc, the choice is Eward's choice. He defers to Geyer. Geyer's going to go down, it looks to be. Yep, he's going to go down. Good set, and Ewart covers the right side.
I guess I didn't see that earlier, but the young man from Pittsville at 285 pinned Ewart in 544. See that on the update there.
Geyer is working his way to his feet, but we're going to have a potentially dangerous result get reset with 140 on the clock. Still in control is Lennon Ewart from Mineral Point.
Sawyer Swigum gets another takedown, and now he leads 13 to nothing as we're down to the last 15 seconds. And then it looks like we're going to be bringing out on the mat at 106. We're going to be bringing out James Schramm, and he will be taking on Lincoln Stanek from Aquinas. That'll be next up on mat number one.
Hayward is still in control here at 113.
And that's going to be a final down there for Swigum. 13-0, he wins and moves on to the semifinals as we're finally done. That was a quick round.
Yeah. Just over an hour in that round.
Just over an hour, yep. My sidekick, Mr. Manning, helped me with that at the same time that you came up with it, David. He's even out of breath.
Yeah. All right, we got blood time here with Lennon.
Okay, so we're going to switch to Schramm's match as he comes out here to take on, as we mentioned earlier, Lincoln Stanek from Aquinas. James Schramm's now 36 and 14. I'll get that out better here. 36-14. And he takes on Stanek, who is 34-8. Two freshmen going at it, which is not uncommon in when you're at the 106 and 113 pound weight classes. Back to you, David, for an update.
Yeah, just getting restarted here after blood time. Still, the lead is 3-1 for Geyer. He is in the down position here midway through the second period. He works his way to his feet and returned back to the mat by Ewart. Now Ewart slipping in an armbar and a wrist.
Still no score down here on mat number one.
Now they're working.
130 to go.
Working the edge of the mat right in front of us here is Geyer. He'll get reset. 33 seconds on the clock. We are now into the semifinals, as Kurt mentioned. 113 pounds and 106. We did have the one final already at 106. Memphis Burkhalter is a winner, 17-0, over William Cradiville of Lancaster.
Schramm did a nice job for a shot at a single leg. The Stanek countered, and they've been going back and forth. Oh, and there Stanek finally got it with a cross face and an ankle. He scores first. 3-0, 50 seconds to go.
Still 3-1 in favor of Geyer from Westby. As Ewart has got that arm bar with a far wrist, but Geyer is able to stop that, works his way to his feet. Good mat return there for Ewart. As Geyer is laying on the mat. Looks like we're going to have injury time.
Yep.
No call for an illegal move or anything like that. He went to the mat hard, but under control.
3-1 down here in Schramm's match as he got an escape. We're down to the last 25 seconds. I saw that too, David. It was, in most cases, a lot of people in today's wrestling would have said that was good aggressive wrestling. If you're on the more of the softer side, you could call that a slam.
Right.
So it was that close. Experienced official out there, so we're going to go with his call. And Schramm now does a nice time for a drag, but Stanek does a nice job blocking it. Now they're right in front of the table, and it's one of those cases where you got to stop it because there's nothing good going to happen over there with the scorers table. There.
Safety.
So you're dealing with injury time there. We'll see what happens there, and we wish the best for Clayton Geyer. Because now we're in the second period here, 3-1, and Schramm is going to choose down. And we'll see if Stanek, Lincoln Stanek, can ride him. Shot off the whistle. Trying to reach back and try some sort of a headlock. That didn't work, so now he's looking to come up again. Comes up to his feet. He's on his feet. Stanek trying to get out in front and try for a roll through. He's got that. They call that a cheap kill if you're on top. And now Stanek's getting overextended. But now he's coming around front. Now if he can get his arm out, he's going to get that escape again, but they go out of bounds. Update on your injury time?
Yeah, Geyer is a little shaken here. He's walked over to the
he's going to run
chair.
Out of injury time here, though, I think.
Yeah, they got the clock there. The off-mat official there, Riley Cade, is keeping an eye on it, and they got the trainers involved.
Well, maybe they didn't get the trainer there in time, so they didn't start the clock.
Well, he was over there fairly quickly.
Oh, okay.
But it looks like they're doing some testing for potentially concussion.
Oh, they might be doing head and neck.
Head and neck, yeah.
So that might give them more time. Still a nice ride. Oh, they're going to get him one for a warning for stalling because he hasn't come up off the ankles very well. So not sure what's going on. Oh, we got blood time now. So you got injury time on the one mat, blood time on the other. Bill, you got anything to add?
We are at the two-mat format right now. Correct me, gentlemen. In this round, in the semifinals, you win this match, you are guaranteed a berth in the state tournament. Is that correct?
Correct. If you're in the finals, you're guaranteed. The worst you can do is third.
Okay. So the first state qualifier here then at 106 pounds is Memphis Burkhalter, a freshman from Mineral Point, who scored a Tech fall over William Cradeville of Lancaster. Plus, in this round, there's pizza.
Yeah, they brought pizza. I'm glad you noticed that.
Thanks a lot.
And again,
in this round,
anyway, go on.
whoever wins the semifinal moves on. Whoever loses the semifinal, the man that he defeated in the quarterfinals is done. So we need to keep that in mind also as James Schramm's match now continues at 106 in the semifinals.
Yep. He's got that wrist and a semi-bar looking for that. What a lot of wrestlers like to do is roll through here now and get in the what they call the tilt position. Now Schramm comes to his feet, though. Got wrist control. Good job of wrist control there, David, and he got the escape. Now it's 3-2 with 40 seconds to go here in the second period.
You know, we've seen Schramm the last 2 weeks, the Riverdale program, and he's really wrestled well the last 2 weeks.
He's had a good
right
year.
Right in this match.
Good year for a freshman.
His brother Wyatt, his twin brother, is also very good.
Yes.
Squeezed out, he would be a starter at 106 on many teams in the state of Wisconsin.
That's the danger of having a twin brother that's
yep.
right the same weight class you are. Saw that with several other fans. Oh, nice try for a... I wouldn't call that even a nice try. I don't know why James Schramm kind of went for that headlock. He was fortunate they went out of bounds because I think it was going to be Stanek in better position for it.
Update on Clayton Geyer. They're still looking at him. He has his, well, now he took his headgear off. The trainer is still doing some testing and so forth, but I can't imagine at this point he's going to finish the match.
Well, I think he's got to be pushing the 4 minutes
yeah.
here now, too.
Yeah.
It's been a long break here.
Tough
As
luck.
We ended the second period here, 3-2 now in favor of Stanek, and he's going to go down in the third period there. He did, didn't he? Yeah. There's the escape. Schramm says, I'm going to let you go. So now it's 4-2. So here's where that three-point takedown, William, makes a big difference here. He can get a takedown, and he'll now be, instead of tied, he'll be up by a point.
We'll listen to the fans yell, three.
I don't know if too many of them got into that habit yet. Rambling for takedowns. Oh, there got out of... Oh, a nice slide by Stanek. But he hasn't brought Schramm back to the mat. Going to see they're on the edge of the mat. Can they keep him in bounds? Yep, there it was. Nice move. Stanek did a nice job of hanging on, and he got the takedown. And so now it's 7-2, and you're back to action, right, David?
We are, yep. Clayton Geyer has returned back to the mat. There was only 1 second left in that period, so that's run off. And we're going to start the third period. He still is up 3-1, and he's in the top position here.
120 left here in our other semifinal bout at 106. We're going at 106 and 113 at the same time.
There's a warning against Geyer for stalling as he releases his opponent, Ewert. Ewert is now down by one, 3-2 lead for Clayton Geyer.
Well, that was even more incentive for Geyer to come back. I forgot he was in the lead.
Yeah.
Schramm now trying to work his way out, trailing 7-2 in this bout.
Good action here as though Geyer picked it up a little bit. Good scramble there, but no points. 3-2 lead still for Clayton Geyer.
As Pils just said earlier, there's a lot of incentive to win this match because it locks you into that trip to Madison. And I always say, and I've said that in a lot of events that I broadcast, is when you get into the state tournament series, it's a qualifying tournament. And so the most important thing is to qualify for Madison.
Yes.
And once you qualify that, it kind of takes a little bit of weight off your shoulders. Down to the last 30 seconds here, Schramm tries to come out with a reversal, but again, potentially dangerous. Back to you, David.
Yeah, we go off the edge of the mat, still in the lead by one. 44 seconds to go in the match. Clayton Geyer, the senior of Westie, fighting through this here as he is slow to back to center circle, but he's still wrestling hard.
Into that position there again. There was another case where I think the official, if he'd have been around front, he would have saw it. Now he gets that roll through. Is he going to keep it there long enough? Nope. Both cases, he didn't keep it long enough, but now he's got a half Nelson in, and he's got Schramm in a lot of trouble here. One way or the other, we're going to run out of time, and James Schramm's going to go down defeat. Either going to be 9-2, or no, it's going to end up to be 7-3 is going to be your final in that match. And Schramm will have to go to the wrestle back.
Yeah, Lennon Ehrich taking a run out of time. Is down to, oh, there's the warning. Ties it up, 3-3. Warning for stalling against Geyer. So now we've got to have our first, boy, what a move for Geyer. I thought it was going to go to overtime, and boy, he stuck out a takedown there right at the edge of the mat to get the victory. 6-3, and boy, a lot of oohs going on in the crowd there.
There's where that new rule comes in really handy. Other years, there would have been cleared out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
But he had his hand in, and
yep,
he gave it.
Yeah, way to battle back for Clayton Geyer. Fight through that potential head injury. I mean, we're only speculating, but it certainly looked like it. So congratulations to him. 6-3 victory.
Let's do a quick recap of how area teams have done. First of all, the losers in those two matches we just broadcast, James Schramm of Riverdale and Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point, wrestle again. They have a chance to come back all the way to qualify for state. But advancing to state at 106 now, both Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas and Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point. And in the 113-pound weight class, Clayton Geyer of Westby. We'll be taking a break shortly, give the folks at Wisconsin Dells a chance, but let's just quickly let you know, school by school, how our local teams have fared here in the first round of this tournament. Ithaca Weston advanced 3 of 5, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman into the semifinals. Both Derek Franzen and Mac Neef were defeated. For Riverdale, they brought 7 wrestlers here. 4 of them won first-round matches, James Schramm, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. The other 3, Hunter Wilkinson, Chase McGuire, and Talon Childs, suffered first-round losses. Boscobel Wazika Steuben with 2 wrestlers here. Ashton Udelhoven a winner by fall. Joe Wetter a tough 11-10 defeat. Hillsboro's lone wrestler, Ryan McCoy, lost in the first round. He needs to have somebody win, the man that beat him, in order to wrestle again here at the sectional. North Crawford Seneca, 2-2. Jaron Grimslet and Sawyer Swigum with victories. Gavin Wilkins and Thomas Frosty suffered defeats. Royal Wanewoc Center won its first match. Brendan Rick with a pin. The next 6 qualifiers all lost for Royal Wanewoc Center. Tough first round there. The 2 big schools in this tournament, Iowa Grand Highland, Mineral Point, have done well. Mineral Point with wins in the first round from Memphis Burkhalter, Lennon Ewart, Liam Carey, Sammy Springer, Rowan Carey, both Dannenbergs, Jacob and Sawyer, Emmett Collins, Cade Rule, all wins. Matt Orrett, Elliott Kite suffered first round losses. And for Iowa Grand Highland, wins in the first round, Lucas Christensen, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Jackson McGuire, Gavin Hinderman, and Bodie Brockhoff. 5 wrestlers lost in the first round for Iowa Grand Highland. Griffin Wineski, Hayden Altman, Aiden Bedward, Colton Williams, and Tucker Dagenhart. We'll take a break. Be back with more at the first opportunity. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Up to 190 pounds at WRCO Radio. We are here to broadcast from the Mason Jelinek and Blake Brickell match. 190 pounds, an early takedown for Brickell. That makes it a score of 3-0. Good to have you along here today. We've had some connectivity problems at Wisconsin Dells, but we're here in time to tell you about this one. There's an escape for Jelinek, and that makes the score 3-1. They'll shoot takedowns here at 190 pounds. Jelinek, a senior, 27-19 coming in, and Brickell is a junior at 41-9. They are sparring right now in the center of the mat. 3-1 the score. Brickell in the lead. 43 seconds remain in the opening period of action. Brickell locks in from the near side, shoots for the leg, and then broken back down by Jelinek. They're back on their feet. Chest to chest now. A lot of power there, 190 pounds. These two have met several times on the season, meeting here again today at the Wisconsin Dells Sectional. A River Valley-Richland Center rematch from the Southwest Conference and Sectional for the right to get to the semifinals here at the Wisconsin Dells Tournament. They're locked in again. Grabbing the near arm is Brickell. And again on their feet now, breaking down and going in for the single leg is Jelinek. He comes up. He's not going to get it. And early as the period comes to an end, they'll break apart. 3-1. And nope, 3 right at the end of the period. So that makes it 6-1 in favor of Brickell. He got the takedown. They gave it to him right at the end of the period. So that makes it 6-1. Blake Brickell back to the center of the mat. In fact, they'll be on their feet here for the second period of wrestling. Brickell's choice, and they are locked up. Head and shoulders. Lots of power there as Jelinek powers in from the near side. Goes for the leg, slips off. They're back on their feet again, locked up. Head and shoulders. Brickell goes in, slides in for a single leg. Comes around on Jelinek, trying to trip him from the near side, and does, and there's another takedown. Brickell takes a lead of 9-1 here in the match at 190 pounds. Now he's going to try to lock in a cradle. Second period of wrestling here at Wisconsin Dells on mat number 2. Brickell again, grabbing the leg on the near side, grabbing the arm, moving in, trying to lock a cradle. Mason Jelinek on the downside, trying to push his way out of there. Jelinek giving up the arm on the near side, and now Brickell trying to bar arm. He is trying to turn him. Jelinek stands up, good speed as he tries to get up and out of there, but now broken back down to the mat. They are right now head and shoulders as they break apart, and there's a one-point escape for Mason Jelinek. They'll go takedowns. 9-2 the score here in the match. at 190 pounds. Back to the center of the mat. Now Jelinek shoots in for a double leg. Good strength by Brickell, able to fight him off. And out of bounds on the far side. Jelinek coming around, and he'll be able to get some points right at the edge of the mat. It looks like 3 points given to Mason Jelinek for a takedown on the far side just before they went out of bounds. And that'll make it 9-5. Back to the center of the mat again. Jelinek locks in referee's position. Whistle starts him here from the near side. Standing up, trying to get a little bit of pressure is Jelinek. Locks in, working in a cradle. And on the near side, Jelinek riding the waist. Standing up again is Brickell, turning around, coming around for a reversal, and he'll get it, and he takes the lead. He's got Jelinek on the near shoulder, and Mason trying to bridge. He's got 3 seconds, 2 seconds left in the period, and that'll do it. But a big move there for Brickell, adding 4 points, and that makes it a 10-point lead after 2 periods of wrestling. It is 15-5 in favor of Blake Brickell of River Valley. They'll shoot takedowns again at the start of the third period. Good flurry, a finish there for Brickell at the end of the period. They are locked up again. Under 2 minutes to go here in the match at 190 pounds. Slipping in is Jelinek. He gets in for the knee, trying to get the single leg takedown, being fought off by Brickell. Brickell countering now. Jelinek on the edge of the mat, keeps on driving, keeps on, and now from the near side, grabs an air arm, tries to turn his opponent. They're running out of mat space right in front of the scorer's table on the far side of the mat, and they're going to break apart. Stalemate is called. They are back. They are going to shoot takedowns again at center circle, 15-5. 15-5 is the score, with Brickell leading the match over Mason Jelinek. On their feet here with 112 to go here in the period at 190 pounds. Jelinek shooting in again for a takedown. Brickell holding him at bay. They are now both face down on the mat, locked up head and shoulders, standing up now. Brickell turns in, grabs a double bar arm, and now he's turning Jelinek. Jelinek was on his shoulders just for a second, now rolls through. Now back cinching in is Brickell. Brickell with 46 seconds remaining in the period, very close to getting the pin against Mason Jelinek of Richland Center. And Jelinek bridging, moves the legs, trying to get into position to get out of there, but he's got him in a tough spot right now. Blake Brickell very close to scoring the fall here. 25 seconds remaining in the match. Jelinek rolls to the left side, trying to get a little bit of space, little air off the shoulder. He's done remarkably well to stay out of a pinning situation here. The match will be over, though. It looks like there'll be at least 4 near fall to add on at the end. Brickell looking for the pin at the end of the match. 5 seconds. Jelinek trying to fight out of there and avoid the pin, and he will. But that will do it. 4 near fall at the end of the match. Makes it 22-5. Blake Brickell of River Valley gets the win here at 190 pounds over Mason Jelinek. We're up to 215 pounds here at Wisconsin Dells Sectional as our coverage continues. And shooting in for a takedown is Ethan Bindle. Bindle, and he's going to get out of position, slips through, and Blake Theory comes out on top, gets the early takedown. That makes it 3-0. Ethan Bindle, a junior at 22-16. Blake Theory, the senior at 46-3. Tough wrestlers, no doubt about it, here up to this weight class. And Theory has had quite a high school career. Of course, well-known, leading the Prairie du Chien football team this year. Ethan Bindle, his opponent, Southwest Wisconsin Conference matchup in the first round of tournament action here at Wisconsin Dells High School. Working in the cradle combination is Theory, and Bindle, on the to his credit, able to get out of that, and now back flat, face on the mat. Theory riding, working up through the shoulders at 215 pounds. The winner of this one will face either Tyler Rip of Lodi or Mason Mondorano of Belmont Platteville. They're in the other part of the bracket here today. Theory on the near side, grabbing the arm. Boy, Bindle's done a nice job of keeping his base, not giving up, not yielding to any of the moves so far. Theory riding. Theory grabbing the far arm, now pulls him through. He's got one of the shoulders down on the mat right now. And now rolling back to his front side is Ethan Bindle. Bindle trying to turn out of there. It's now a 3-0 lead for Blake Theory. Theory slides back down the waist. They're going to add on 3 points. Yeah, so it'll make it 6-0. Blake Theory leading over Ethan Bindle here at 215 pounds. And it looks like potentially dangerous. Stops the match, and that'll go back to the center of the mat with 5 seconds remaining here in the opening period of wrestling. Back to the center of the mat for the referee's position. Whistle starts him. Quickly, Bindle gets up, and now broken back down. That'll be the end of the first period. 6-0, Blake Theory in the lead over the Richland Center wrestler, Ethan Bindle. Action continues here at Wisconsin Dells High School. In the upper weights, they will jump right to the semifinals and then determine who's going to have a chance at a wrestle back here today at Wisconsin Dells. In the up position for the second period is Ethan Bindle. And right away, breaking out for an escape is Blake Theory. So he takes a 7-0 lead, and they will shoot takedowns. On the near side, trying to get in for a double leg. And nice job by Bindle, kind of getting out of there, holding himself on the left side. Good balance. They're going to go out of bounds on their feet. Back to the center of the mat. 7-0. Theory in the lead. Whistle starts him again. Theory from the top side, trying to make the move, and nice job by Bindle, holding him at bay. They're going to break apart, and now shooting in for a single leg right on the edge of the mat is Theory, and he is able to keep the feet in bounds for a 3-point takedown. That'll make it 10-0. Blake Theory leading Ethan Bindle, and they're out of bounds. This session, this round, has gone very, very quickly here now in the upper weights and getting ready for semifinal action. Henry Bray on the other side here, riding feverishly. Again, we apologize. We've had some connection problems here at Wisconsin Dells High School. Overloaded system, I believe. And we are working to keep you at up to date on what is happening here at Wisconsin Dells High School as this morning goes on. 10-0 now. Back to the center of the mat and the referee's position. And the whistle will start him. Blake Theory in the up position, leading 10-0. And Ethan Bindle of Richland Center trying to hold his base, trying to keep from being turned here. He's not been able to do anything in terms of getting up and out of there. Theory grabs the far arm, now using it to leverage, and it's going to be Theory taking Bindle to his shoulders, and Bindle is pinned. 2 minutes and 31 seconds, that is the time, and Blake Theory is moving on to the semifinal round here. Ethan Bindle of Richland Center will hope to get that chance to wrestle back at the Wisconsin Dells sectional.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Welcome back to Westby. We are in the semifinal round. We're going to have some Riverdale Chieftain highlights here in just a minute. Quick recap at 106 in the semifinals. Lincoln Stanek of Aquinas defeated Riverdale freshman James Schramm 7-3, and Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point won by Tech Fall over William Prattville of Lancaster. Burkhalter and Stanek have qualified for state. James Schramm and Griffin Wineski, among others, are wrestling back at 106, hoping for an outside shot. At 113, Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca has moved into the finals and earned a berth at state with an 8-0 win over Brendan Rick of Royal. In the upper bracket, Clayton Geyer of Westby, as you know, was a 7-3 winner over Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point. Ewert is in consolation, and Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale has been knocked from the tournament. David, let's pick up on Lakota Brewer or Brody Meese. Maybe, David, you can watch Brewer. Kirk Layer can watch Meese, and we'll focus on Riverdale in this time slot.
All right, Brewer and Owen Gerock, a junior from Independent Skilmington, they're at zeros there. We had a pretty good scramble there, but they did go off the mat, so 1 minute in, and we are back on our feet.
We got an early takedown by Brody Meese down here with a nice oaky ride. And he gets the first takedown, and he's trying to turn Powell. So 3-0 with 1 minute to go.
Back to Lakota Brewer as Gerock gets warned for stalling. They get reset back in the center, and we're down to 45 seconds now. Watch an arm tie there for Brewer. Tries to circle to the leg. Drops down to a single leg. Double leg goes in, gets the first takedown of the match here, takes a 3-0 lead, 30 seconds to go in the first period.
Still 3-0 down to the last 30 seconds, but Brody's got a nice, he's got a double arm bar in now. Can he walk it over against Powell? And it looks like he might. Still not got the angle on it. Now he's getting count.
Dakota Brewer does go off the mat. They'll reset. Keep an eye, closer eye here on Brody as he's looking for a pin.
Yep, he's got the four near fall.
They run out of time.
Okay, yep. Thanks, David. I was wondering why you stopped.
And we're just about done with the first period here for Lakota Brewer. He takes a 3-0 lead at the end of one.
7-0. Brody's going to be down, but we're going to have a little blood time. So back to you, David.
Yeah, they get set here, and we're going neutral here to start the second period. Brewer up by three. He's in on a double leg again. He's got a back out as he's got an upper body lock. Gerock is trying the same thing. Now Brewer is able to drop down to a single leg. And Gerock tries to do some sort of a throw, loses it. Brewer's going to cover and get the takedown. Up 6-0, 1:35 to go in the second period.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Brody and Lakota both make this state tournament last year?
Yes, they did.
I thought. Now, Brody was on his feet, got taken back to the mat. Now he's looking for a reversal. And oh, now Powell comes in with a half Nelson. Brody blocks that off. And tried to come back to his feet again, and does. Can he get out? Looking for a switch now. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Lakota's match, they did go out of bounds, and they had to reset as he's still in control. Back to the action with a 6-0 lead. And he's got a leg right in here, trying to get a tilt. Just over a minute to go.
Doesn't make any difference.
Lakota's still in control here, under a minute with a leg right. Working the head and looking underneath the elbows of his opponent, Owen Gerock.
Now Meese gets a reversal here. Now we're up 10-0 with a minute to go in the second period. He got a illegal hold point in there too for illegal head scissors.
Is trying to work that cross face here to get a turn. He had it flipped once, but not long enough to get any near fall. Now we're down to 20 seconds, still with a 6-0 lead. He's just keeping good head pressure on Gearock. Gearock is able to work back to his base, but there the arm shot by Brewer flattens him right back to the mat. He's working underneath.
Howell now trying to come around. Nice scramble here by Powell, and he's going to get the reversal. Gets on the board, 10-2 with 15 seconds to go, David.
Yeah, 6-0 in favor of Brewer as we're into the third period now, and they're going neutral again.
Well, the second period's going to end 10-2.
Brewer looking for another takedown here as they work in the edge of the mat. He's got that arm tie again, drops to a double leg this time, trying to keep his feet inbound. Looking for control with 1 foot in. He's still got 1 foot in. There, now they ended up sliding off, so they'll reset 1:37 on the clock to go in the mat. Still 6-0.
Wasn't totally watching, but Meese ends up being in the down position again for the third period. Not sure what that's all about.
Brewer gets another takedown. 9-0. Now he's going to do the release, 9-1. Back in on a low double leg. Looking to score here again. We're going to have a potentially dangerous.
Powell must think he can turn Meese, but haven't seen that yet in the match.
This is Drew Powell, the son of former state champion Chad Powell. And he won that championship at Madison La Follette.
Yep.
Has coached a number of years for Brookwood. At one time, there was a Brookwood-Cashton team. And this is his son, Drew.
He actually took the Cashton team to the team state tournament 1 year.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if they got to the finals or not.
Before Chad Powell wrestled and won a state championship for Madison La Follette, he was in the Weston School District.
Yeah, that's what David was saying.
Yep.
He was already after David early to say that he wanted to... give him a little berries. 12-2 now. Brody Meese gets a reversal. Down to the last 35 seconds. Back to you, David.
12-1 in favor of Lakota Brewer, and we're down to the last 24 seconds.
And it's almost 12-noon.
Yeah. Yeah, looking like Brewer is going to finish this one out here with 10 seconds to go. If he's in control with a leg ride, we're going to give him the victory here. Closing seconds, looking like it's going to be a final of 12-1 for Lakota Brewer.
So we hung on to our Riverdale wrestlers just long enough to watch them both win. So back to you, Bill, where you want to go.
All right. Well, the wins by Lakota Brewer at 132 and Brody Meese at 138 for the Riverdale Chieftains end the tournament for a couple of Iowa Grand Highland wrestlers, Hayden Altman at 132 and Aiden Bedward at 138, both lost in the opening round, and the man that beat them in both cases has now lost the semifinal. Let's quickly recap, bring you up to date at 120. It was a win for freshman Liam Carey of Mineral Point, as Kirk called that for you just before our last break, over Martez Sheard of Aquinas, 9-8. Was that win for Carey, who goes into the sectional final now, and that ends the tournament for North Crawford Seneca freshman Gavin Wilkins, who lost in the first round. In the bottom bracket at 120, it was a Grunenfelder-Udelhoven match, won by Aiden Grunenfelder of Peck Argyle. The defending state champion goes to the sectional final. Udelhoven will wrestle again, has a chance to come through the back door to go on to the state tournament at 120. 126, semifinal wins for Tyler Paulson of Aquinas, a freshman, over senior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland. Christensen will have more to go today in the consolation bracket. Paulson moves into the finals where he will meet Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle. Orloff's win over Parker Milsna of Cashton
ends the tournament for DeSoto freshman Kanoa Rogers. At 1:32 to the finals, in addition to Lakota Brewer, goes Roger Flagey of Aquinas. Flagey was the Tech Fall winner over Caston Gazda of Brookwood. Gazda will go into the consolation bracket along with Elliot Kite of Mineral Point. In the bottom bracket, Lakota Brewer's 12-1 win moves him to the finals, where he will meet Roger Flagey and eliminates Hayden Altman of Iowa Grand Highland. One other note at 1:38, going to the finals, Brody Meese of Riverdale. He will meet Grant Klimick of Independence Gilmanton in the finals. The Klimick win was at the expense of Mineral Point freshman Sammy Springer. His tournament continues in the consolation bracket, as does the tournament of Drew Powell of Brookwood. Klimick and Meese meet for the championship at 1:38. Let's take a break. We'll have more wrestling for you in just a moment. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Dells. We're here to broadcast live here at the latter part of the morning session, and we are here to give you some good news that it's a win for Ethan Haiti of Richland Center, 5-1. The match just completed. Haiti gets a 5-1 win over his opponent, Cade Birchman of Fenimore. So Haiti in the finals now at 120 pounds, and he'll be taking on Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro, a rematch. But Haiti punching his ticket with the victory here today. And now just a matter of where everyone places. We'll get you caught up here on what has happened as well. 106 pounds, Owen Dorshorst of Lodi scored a 10-0 win against Carson Bassett of Fenimore. Bassett will now wrestle back. And Evan Fry of Evansville was a winner by Tech Fall, 16-0 over Thomas Lomar of Broadhead Judah. So the 106-pound final is set. Also, we can say congratulations to Shane Rashan of Dodgeville. He picked up a 14-0 major decision over Coda Ernie of GET Melrose Mindoro. So Rashan is into the finals, and his opponent will be Colton Bolig of Evansville. Check ball for Bolig over Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien. Reed and Allen will wrestle back, as will Perney, and that opens the door for Richland Center's Caden Stibbe, who by virtue of Shane Rashan's victory gets a chance for a wrestle back at 113. at 120 pounds. As mentioned, Ethan Hady, a winner in the finals, and he'll be taking on Fulton Koss. Wrestling back will be Rich Tibbett of Nuglaris, and it will be Weigel of Aiden, Aiden Weigel of Belmont Platteville, wrestling back Briar Caves of Lodi. Gets another chance, as does Nolan Van Schindel of Cuba City Benson, Southwestern. That takes us to 126, where it is a victory for Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville, 5-0. Hard-fought battle against Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benson, Southwestern. So Spurley is in the finals at 126. Blake Endress of Sugar River, his opponent, after his 6-2 victory against Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Weigel and Chase Lindner will be wrestling back, as will Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern and Breck Peterson of Mauston Nisida. Up to 132, where Sawyer Ostrom gets the victory and moves to the finals. And he is from the Coosa Pillard Edwards. Ostrom will be taking on Caleb Weissman of Adams Friendship, who has just scored a win 10-1 over Carson Menahan of Monroe. Ostrom and Weissman in the final in the 132-pound battle. And moving up to 138, some matches that are still ongoing here. In fact, Dodgeville's Nathan Johnson is on the mat, and he is wrestling Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. And right now it looks like Belmont Platteville has the lead in that one by a score of 7-1. Going to look ahead as well and bring you updated as far as the other weight classes coming up. There will be a chance for Mason Schulte of River Valley to get a wrestle back if Houston Sebastian Opelt gets a win at 144 pounds. And Mason was tech-balled by Sebastian Opelt by that score of 18-3 a little bit earlier. So Schulte is rooting for Hudson to see whether he can get a victory here today and give Mason another shot for River Valley. Also looking ahead, Braden Dorshorst of Lodi at 150 will be taking on Siler Zantsevich of Fenimore. Both wrestlers picked up wins in the opening action here today. They'll be wrestling in a semifinal. And Tom Heiser of Evansville wrestling Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk coming up at 150. At 157, we'll see Gunnar Johnson taking on Ryder Zantsevich in the semifinal round. Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien and Danny Heiser of Evansville will be battling as well. Lenzendorf with an 8-1 decision in the early round today, and Heiser with a 45-second fall for Evansville. At 165 pounds, Viroqua's lone wrestler Anthony DiPietro was tech-falled by Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. So DiPietro hoping to get a wrestle back. Stelt will be taking on his opponent Kason Helwig of Sugar River in the next round. Landon Bush of Cuba City Benton Southwestern is going to be representing against Jacob Luchterhand, and that'll be in the finals at 165 pounds. At 175, Landon Heitmeyer of Portage scores a fall against Riker Swenson of Sugar River. His next opponent will be Maddox Gable of Darlington Blackhawk. Gable with a tech fall in his match against Braden Peterson of GET Melrose Mondoro. And Espen Swears, wrestler we saw last week for Mauston Nisida, will be taking on Ethan Bodenine of Richland Center. Ethan scored the victory by virtue of a forfeit. Caden Davis of Belmont Platteville did not make weight this morning, so that opened the door for Bodenine to get into this semifinal round at 175 pounds. So he'll be wrestling here or later on in the early afternoon, it looks like. Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nisida scored a tech fall over Drew Krubel of Fenimore. Gillen will be taking on Blake Brickle of River Valley. Brickle with a tech fall over Mason Jelinek, 22-5. Jelinek hoping to get that wrestle back if Brickle can come through with a victory. That'll be a tough one coming up at 190 pounds. Jordan Parkins of Wild Rose is next up then against his opponent, Trey Udelhoven of Sugar River. Both scored falls in the first round at 190. At 215, Aaron Dunnigan of GET Melrose Mondoro will take on Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk. Christ with a win against Joseph Bertling by fall in a minute 20. And Mason Mandarano of Belmont Platteville scored a 6-0 decision over Tyler Rip of Lodi. Mondorano is into the next round. And Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien, a match you heard earlier this morning, was a winner by fall over Ethan Bindle of Richland Center. Bindle hoping to get a wrestleback opportunity if Theory can win here in the next round at 215. At 285 pounds, Jackson Meyer scored a fall over Tanner Zastafil of Evansville. His next opponent, Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Jack with a minute 29 fall over Colin Thompson of Portage. And in the other bracket, it's Caden Drake of Darlington Blackhawk after his win by fall in 301 against Keanu Goldsmith. Dalton Wolf of Fenimore is into the semifinals after a 4-0 decision against Austin Hunter of Mauston Nisida. So that kind of completes the bracket and what we're looking at here for the upcoming end of the semifinal round. They'll be jumping right to wrestleback activity to see where those wrestlers can place, and they'll move right to that. We've been using three mats here in the semifinal round, and I'm guessing they'll go back to four mats after that as well. Hank Bray by my side. Hank, you've seen the sights. Looks like the tournament's running pretty smoothly.
Oh, yeah, Phil, they've run really, really well. Excellent food, Phil. Excellent food.
Well, you've been back there sampling it quite a bit.
I have, I mean, but you, by direction of you, though. Don't forget that, yeah. But no, the tournament's going fast and very well run. Great complex. And you know what? It's just, they know what they're doing. I mean, they're moving it.
Yep. And of course, a great athletic director here who's been very kind to us.
Oh, yeah. She is, Mrs. Slack is, Katrina is absolutely amazing. So very good to us. She's been trying to help us get on the air. So, and she also understands. So we appreciate that.
Yep. Very much so. So we're going to be sending it back to the station here in a little bit. We'll be giving you the opportunity to learn what is happening at Westby throughout the day with Kirk and Bill and David. Again, we've got some good news here with Ethan Haiti going on to the next round. We've got some other great possibilities here for area schools as well, and hoping that they can come through and get some wins and have a great contingent next week at the Cole Center, which begins on Thursday night. Certainly there will be, it's a little bit different schedule than the past as well, with girls wrestling in the afternoon, so we'll have some local matches in the afternoon. And that first round for area boys and girls coming up around 6 o'clock on Thursday. So we'll have coverage and more details as that draws a little bit closer. For Henry Bray, Pat Mahoney is here as well. He was just about too nervous, though, to call his nephew's match. So he's been kind of waiting in the background, but he'll be on with us a little bit later on today as well. I'm Phil Nee, and this is Sectional Tournament Wrestling Saturday for WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the stove. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Health officials in Texas say the measles outbreak continues to grow. There are now 90 cases. 16 people have been hospitalized. The majority have been unvaccinated. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says that could be a cause.
The goal of vaccination or herd immunity is to get at least 95% of people within the community to get vaccinated against measles to protect against outbreaks. But since the pandemic, we've seen a steady decline, and we have pocket communities that are significantly undervaccinated, most notably Gaines County in Texas, which is where we're seeing this current outbreak.
President Trump fired General C.Q. Brown, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Friday. He did not announce a reason, but he also fired several other senior military leaders. Hamas returned 6 hostages to Israel, the last exchange of the first phase of the ceasefire. And the president of the L.A. Firefighters Union said they're outraged at the firing of Chief Kristen Crowley on Friday. This is ABC News. The Los Angeles County District Attorney recommended to a court.